stolen?
Yeah, might as well get it over.
Okay. Just continuing with some, what'd you call that, Tom? Narrow mouth thing you'd maybe pour from a large bottle into a more, into a small bottle with? Yeah, okay. And, can you, Mr. can you tell me about what you used to drive around here before they had cars? You know anything about that?
Yeah. Of course, I can remember when a lot of people didn't have any cars.
And
most people walked. The business district was located within walking distance in days, you know.
Uh-huh.
Schools and so on and so forth. In other words, it wasn't considered an ordeal to walk mile and a half, 2 miles, you know. And then I can remember the times when we got the old cars, the old Essex, you know, and Model A's and Model T's and such as that. And back to the business is, I can remember we used to have an old Essex and we'd go to Mobile on the old highway. It wasn't paved. And when you get in Alabama, the slick roads, red clay, car would be loaded down with all the children, you know, and couldn't run up it. You'd have to back up.
Yeah.
And sometime if the weather was good, why, we'd have to get out and push the old Essex up the hills, you know.
It was a good day, or?
And, yeah. And for those old roads that get muddy, you know what I mean, and leave deep trenches, you know. And
what you call that when maybe, you know, the water would kind of cut up?
Well, they just, the roads get rutty, we call them, you know, and there were deep ruts in them. And like I said, it'd take you, oh, best I remember, here to Mobile was about 40-odd miles, but it'd take almost 3 hours, you know,
uh-huh,
to get that distance. And of course, you do the thing now, you can't make it 35, 40 minutes, you know, you're dragging your feet. But
yeah.
And days you make a preparation and plans, you know, because it'd take that long to get over that.
Well, speaking about, what do you call a steel rim, maybe the outside of a wagon wheel? Steel part of the wagon wheel.
Well, I wasn't that familiar with the wagons. What I mean, we didn't have a place big enough for the wagons. You know, we had a horse and a plow, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as wagons, we...
the only thing about the parts of the wagon?
No, not that much. I mean, I know some of the parts, you know, the tongue, you know, and mm-hmm, single tree, and such as that.
What about when you had two horses instead of a single tree?
Well, they had a, let's see what they did call that. I don't even remember what they call that. Like I said, we wasn't. I really couldn't say because I don't.
Okay.
Wasn't that familiar with the wagon.
What about when you pull in a buggy with a horse? Before you hitch him up, you back him in between the